Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
For your poison love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. All my pleading cattle have been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And I know that you are guilty of the shame. And to each life a love is born for one and one alone, dear. The love I chose was surely not for me. But still my heart cries out for you and you alone, my darling. But faith will never, ever set me free. For your poison love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. All my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And I know that you are guilty of the shame. Conscience be your guide, it won't lie to you. If you live as others say, someday you'll be blue. I'm not begging you to stay if you're dissatisfied. You may go or you may stay, let your conscience be your guide.
Once I offered you the moon if you would hang around, the only thing you'd have to do is climb up and take it down. Should have hired a referee instead of a preacher that night. Instead of love and obey, it's been fuss and fight.
Let your conscience be your guide, it won't lie to you. If you live as others say, someday you'll be blue. I'm not begging you to stay if you're dissatisfied. You may go or you may stay, let your conscience be your guide.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 11th of April, the last great day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It is a High Shabbat. This is pre-recorded in advance for that. This is my 368th word-for-word show, not counting the reruns. Now, the reruns are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so folks can play catch-up with back shows. We are in the Apocrypha, in the Book of Tobit. We're going to be covering chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8 today. My website, where you can download all my shows, you can just type in www.pastor-steve.com. And it'll take you there. It's not an interactive site you can't troll. No comments, no chat. It's for listening and download. That's what it's for. I don't have time to babysit trolls. We have enough of that on the internet. I don't need to give them another place to play. This is a historical section. Not necessarily. There's a lot of scripture in here. They quote a lot. And remind the sons, etc., etc. But this is a recounting of what went on in certain people's lives during the intertestamental period. I got my tongue in front of my teeth, can't see what I'm saying. I hope you like my country music intros. I got a whole bunch of songs. I want to liven things up a little bit. And I hope you like them. I know I like a lot of bluegrass and picking. And yeah, I'm country. I'm unashamed of that. So let's get into chapter 5 of the Book of Tobit. I did the other show. I really don't need to announce the verse numbers, because what it does, it breaks up the flow of what I'm reading. If you've got an Apocrypha, you can read along with me. If not, just listen to what the man's saying, and it'll make a more interesting read this way. And this concerns the angel Raphael, one of the archangels. This is chapter 5. Then Tobias answered his father, Tobit, "I will do everything that you have commanded me, father, but how can I obtain the money from him, since he does not know me and I do not know him? What evidence," or in the Greek it says sign, what sign am I to give him so that he will recognize and trust me and give me the money? Also, I do not know the roads to Media or how to get there." Then Tobit answered his son Tobias, "He gave me his bond and I gave him my bond. I divided his in two," and other authorities say he divided, okay. "We each took one part and I put one with the money. And now 20 years have passed since I left the money in trust. So now, my son, find yourself a trustworthy man to go with you, and we will pay him wages until you return. But get back the money from Gabael," okay, "or from him." That's in the Greek. because they've got the English version and then they had the Greek, which they copied, and they tend to modify stuff. They just sort of put stuff in. So Tobias went out to look for a man to go with him to Media, someone who was acquainted with the way. He went out and found the messenger, or angel. They have angel in here. It's anglicized. Raphael standing in front of him, but he did not perceive that he was a messenger of Elohim. He appeared to him as a man. Okay. Tobias said to him, "Where do you come from, young man?" "From your kindred, the Israelites," he replied, "and I have come here to work." Then Tobias, or he, said to him, "Do you know the way to go to Media?" "Yes," he replied, "I have been there many times. I am acquainted with it and know all the roads. I have often traveled to Media and would stay with our kinsman Gabael." That's who he's going to see. Okay. My kinsman Gabael, who lives in Rages. And it looks like it reads as Rages of Media. It's Rages. "It is a journey of 2 days from Ecbatana to Rages, for it lies in a mountainous area where Ecbatana is in the middle of the plain." Then Tobias said to him, "Wait for me, young man." Talking to an angel, "young man, until I go in and tell my father, for I do need you to travel with me, and I will pay you your wages." He replied, "All right, I will wait, but do not take too long." So Tobias went in to tell his father Tobit and said to him, "I have just found a man who is one of our own Israelite kindred." He replied, "Call the man in, my son, so I may learn about his family and to what tribe he belongs and whether he is trustworthy enough to go with you." Then Tobias went out and called him and said, "Young man, my father is calling for you." So he went in to him, and Tobit greeted him first. He replied, "Joyous greetings to you." But Tobit retorted, "What joy is left for me anymore? I am a man without eyesight. I cannot see the light of heaven, but I lie in darkness like the dead who no longer see the light. Although still alive, I am among the dead. I hear people, but I cannot see them." But the young man, or he, depends, the Greek has he, said, "Take courage. The time is near for Elohim to heal you. Take courage." Then Tobit said to him, "My son Tobias wishes to go to Media. Can you accompany him and guide him? I will pay your wages, brother." He answered, "I can go with him, and I know the roads, for I have often gone to Media and have crossed all its plains, and I am familiar with its mountains and all of its roads." Then Tobit, or he, the Greek as he, Then he said to him, Brother, of what family are you and from what tribe? Tell me, brother. He replied, Why do you need to know my tribe? But Tobit, or he, said, I want to be sure, brother, whose son you are and what your name is. He replied, I am Azariah, the son of the great Hananiah, one of your relatives. He wasn't, but he told him that. Then Tobit said to him, Welcome. Elohim save you, brother. Do not feel bitter toward me, brother, because I wanted to be sure about your ancestry. Now, they were sticklers on that back then, okay? Very important. We don't worry about that so much anymore. Look at all this race mixing today. People are not keeping a pure bloodline. Just not. It turns out that you were a kinsman and of good and noble lineage. For I knew Hananiah and Natan, the two sons of Shemeliah, or Shemaiah. It has Shemeliah here. And in the note it has Shemaiah. And they used to go with me to Jerusalem and worship with me there, and were not led astray. These were righteous men. Your kindred are good people. You come of good stock. Hearty welcome. Then he added, I will pay you a drachma a day as wages, as well as expenses for yourself and my son. So go with my son and I will add something to your wages. Raphael answered, or in the Greek it says he answered. It doesn't put the names in the Greek. I will go with him, so do not fear. We shall leave in good health and return to you in good health, because the way is safe. So again, Tobit said to him, or he said to him, Blessings be upon you, brother. Then he called his son and said to him, Son, prepare supplies for the journey and set out with your brother. May Elohim in heaven bring you safely there and return you in good health to me, and may his messenger, my son, accompany you both for your safety. He didn't know that this other fellow was a messenger or an angel. Now, they have angel in here, but it's messenger in the Hebrew. Not that angel is a church term they added later. It's messenger of Yahweh. Before he went out to start his journey, he kissed his father and mother. Tobit then said to him, Have a safe journey. But his mother, or she, or Anna, actually, they name her, his mother began to weep, or Anna began to weep, and said to Tobit, Why is it that you have sent my child away? Is he not the staff of our hand as he goes in and out before us? Do not heap money upon money, but let it be a ransom for our child. For the life that is given to us by Yahweh. Now they have the Lord in here, but they anglicized it, okay? Is enough for us. Tobit, or he, said to her, do not worry. Our child will leave in good health and return to us in good health. Your eyes will see him on the day when he returns to you in good health. Say no more. Do not fear for them, my sister. Sister in Yahweh. Okay, that's how they termed it. It was his wife. For a good angel will accompany a good messenger. Okay, they got that word, angel. Good messenger will accompany him. His journey will be successful. And he will come back in good health. So she stopped weeping. And this is the journey to Rages in the beginning of chapter 6. Okay. So she stopped weeping. That's verse 1, actually, of chapter 6. The young man went out, and the messenger went with him, and the dog came out with him, and they went along with him. So they both journeyed along. And when the first night overtook them, they camped by the Tigris River. Then the young man went down to wash his feet in the Tigris River. Suddenly, a large fish leaped up from the water and tried to swallow the young man's foot, and he cried out. But the messenger said to the young man, catch hold of the fish and hang on to it. So the young man grasped the fish and drew it up on the land. Then the messenger said to him, cut open the fish and take out its gall, heart, and liver. Keep them with you, but throw away the intestines, for its gall, heart, and liver are useful as medicine. So after cutting open the fish, the young man gathered together the gall, heart, and liver. Then he roasted and ate some of the fish and kept some to be salted, because salt would preserve that fish. Okay. The two continued on their way together until they were near Media. Other authorities read Ecbatana. Okay. So it can be either. Then the young man questioned the messenger and said to him, Brother Azariah, what medicinal value is there in the fish's heart and liver and in the gall? He replied, as for the fish's heart and liver, you must burn them to make a smoke in the presence of a man or woman afflicted by a demon or evil spirit. And every affliction will flee away and never remain with that person any longer. And as for the gall, anoint a person's eyes where white films have appeared on them, blow upon them until upon the white films, and the eyes will be healed, or they will be healed. Okay. And here's Raphael's instructions. When he entered Media and already was approaching Ecbatana, some authorities have Rages, Raphael said to the young man, brother Tobias? Here I am, he answered. Then Raphael said to him, or he said to him, we must stay this night in the home of Raguel. He is your relative, and he has a daughter named Sarah. He has no male heir and no daughter except Sarah only, and you, as next of kin to her, have before all other men a hereditary claim on her. That is the Levirate law. Okay, remember with Tamar and Yehuda? Same law. Also, it is right for you to inherit her father's possessions. Moreover, the girl is sensible, brave, and very beautiful, and her father is a good man. He continued, you have every right to take her in marriage. So, listen to me, brother. Tonight, I will speak to her father about the girl so that we may take her to be your bride. When we return from Rages, we will celebrate her marriage. For I know that Raguel can by no means keep her from you or promise her to another man without incurring the penalty of death according to the decree of the book of Moshe. They just quoted the Levirate law. And the Torah of Moshe. Indeed, he knows that you, rather than any other man, are entitled to marry his daughter. So now listen to me, brother, and tonight we shall speak concerning the girl and arrange her engagement to you. And when we return from Rages, we will take her and bring her back with us to your house. Then Tobias said in answer to Raphael, brother Azariah, I have heard that she has already been married to 7 husbands and they died in the bridal chamber. On the night when they went into her, they would die. I have heard people saying that it was a demon that killed them. Well, it was. It does not harm her, but it kills anyone who desires to approach her. So now, since I am the only son my father has, I am afraid that I may die and bring my father's and mother's life down to their grave, grieving for me, and they have no other son to bury them. But Raphael, or he in the Greek, said to him, do you not remember your father's orders when he commanded you to take a wife from your father's house? Now listen to me, brother, and say no more about this demon. Take her. I know that this very night she will be given to you in marriage. When you enter the bridal chamber, take some of the fish's liver and heart and put them on the embers of the incense. An odor will be given off. The demon will smell it and flee. Now, this was a divine being, a messenger of Yahweh, who knew how to oppose these fallen ones. Okay, the demon will smell it and flee, and will never be seen near her anymore. Now, when you are about to go to bed with her, both of you must first stand up and pray, imploring Yahweh, or the Lord of heaven, that mercy and safety may be granted to you. Do not be afraid, for she was set apart for you before the world was made. That's why her husbands all died. You will save her, and she will go with you. I presume that you will have children by her, and they will be as brothers to you. Now say no more. When Tobias heard the words of Raphael and learned that she was his kinswoman, related, or his sister in the tribe, that's in the Greek, related through his father's lineage, he loved her very much. Hadn't even seen her, but he knew that she was right for him. That ends chapter 6. Now we go into chapter 7. Let me get a little hit of this nice hot coffee. Now, when they, or he, entered Ecbatana, Tobias, or he, said to him, Brother Azariah, take me straight to our brother Raguel. So he took him to Raguel's house, where they found him sitting beside the courtyard door. They greeted him first, and he replied, Joyous greetings, brothers, welcome and good health. Then he brought them into the house. He said to his wife Edna, How much the young man resembles my kinsman, Tobit. Then Edna questioned them, saying, Where are you from, brothers? They answered, We belong to the descendants of Naphtali, who are exiles in Nineveh. She said to them, Do you know our kinsman, Tobit? And they replied, Yes, we know him. Then she asked them, Is he in good health? They replied, He is alive and in good health. And Tobias added, He is my father. At that, Raguel jumped up and kissed him and wept. Not faggoty kiss, just a kiss on each cheek. That was a manly and familial greeting. He also spoke to him as follows, Blessings on you, my child, son of a good and noble father. Now, right here, it says, other ancient authorities add, when he heard that Tobit had lost his sight, he was stricken with grief and wept. Then he said, O most miserable of calamities, that such an upright and beneficent man has become blind. So that other passage fits in that right there. I have a lot of notes, okay? Then he embraced his kinsman Tobias and wept. It was an emotional moment. His wife Edna also wept for him, and their daughter Sarah likewise wept. Then Raguel, or he, said, slaughtered a ram from the flock and received them very warmly. Now here we get the marriage of Tobias and Sarah. When they had bathed and washed themselves and had reclined to dine, they used to dine sort of in a reclining position, around a low table, very low. Tobias said to Raphael, "Brother Azariah asked Raguel to give me my kinswoman, Sarah." But Raguel overheard it and said to the lad, "Eat and drink and be merry tonight, for no one except you, brother, has the right to marry my daughter Sarah. Likewise, I am not at liberty to give her to any other man than yourself, because you are my nearest relative." That's the levirate law again. "But let me explain to you the true situation more fully, my child. I have given her to 7 men of our kinsmen, that all died on the night when they went in unto her. But now, my child, eat and drink, and Yahweh will act," it has the Lord, because they put that in there, "Yahweh will act on behalf of you both." But Tobias said, "I will neither eat nor drink anything until you settle the things that pertain to me." So Raguel said, "I will do so. She is given to you in accordance with the decree in the book of Moshe." Okay. In accordance with the decree in the book of Moshe. "And it has been decreed from heaven that she be given to you. Take your kinswoman," or sister in the Greek. "From now on you are her brother and she is your sister." That's close family. "She is given to you from today and forever." Now it has, "May the Lord of heaven," it should be, "May Yahweh of heaven, my child, guide and prosper you both this night and grant you mercy and peace." Then Raguel summoned his daughter Sarah. When she came to him, he took her by the hand and gave her to Tobias. And the Greek reads him. Okay. "Saying, take her to be your wife in accordance with the law and decree written in the book of Moshe." Again, quoting Torah. "Take her and bring her safely to your father, and may the Elohim of heaven prosper your journey with his peace." Then he called her mother and told her to bring writing material, and he wrote out a copy of a marriage contract. It's a contract. Okay. "To the effect that he gave her to him as wife according to the decree of the law of Moshe." Then they began to eat and drink. Verse 15, we're getting down to the end. This is the last verse in chapter 7. Raguel called his wife Edna and said to her, "Sister, get the other room ready and take her there." So she went and made the bed in the room as he had told her, and brought Sarah there, or her. She wept for her daughter. Then wiping away the tears, she said to her, "Take courage, my daughter, the Lord of heaven, or Yahweh of heaven, grant you joy in place of your sorrow. Take courage, my daughter. Now, that ends chapter 7. And we're going to get into chapter 8 right now. And it's about Tobias getting rid of this demon. Okay. When they had finished eating and drinking, they wanted to retire. So they took the young man and brought him into the bedroom. Then Tobias remembered the words of Raphael, and he took the fish's liver and heart out of the bag where he had them and put them on the embers of the incense. The odor of the fish so repelled the demon that he fled to the remotest parts of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt. But Raphael followed him and at once bound him there hand and foot. So that was it for the demon. When the parents had gone out and shut the door of the room, Tobias got out of bed and said to Sarah, "Sister, get up and let us pray and implore," and it has "our Lord" in here because it's anglicized, "implore Yahweh that he grant us mercy and safety." So she got up and they began to pray and implore that they might be kept safe. Tobias began by saying, listen to this prayer, "Blessed are you, O Elohim of our ancestors, and blessed is your name in all generations forever. Let the heavens and the whole creation bless you forever. You made Adam," capital A, Adam, "and for him you made his wife Chawa," they have Eve in here, "as a helper and support. From the two of them," they have the human race, that's wrong. "The race has sprung," not the human race. We're not hewed, we are Israel. We are the race of Israel. "You said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. Let us make a helper for him like himself.' I now am taking this kinswoman of mine, not because of lust, but with sincerity. Grant that she and I might find mercy and that we may grow old together." What a heartfelt prayer. And they both said, "Amen, amen." Then they went to sleep for the night. Listen to this. But Raguel arose and called his servants to him, and they went and dug a grave. For he said, "It is possible that he will die, and we will become an object of ridicule and derision." When they had finished digging the grave, Raguel went into his house and called his wife, saying, "Send one of the maids and have her go in and see if he is alive. But if he is dead, let us bury him without anyone knowing it." So they sent the maid, little lamp, and opened the door. And she went in and found them sound asleep together, holding on to one another. Verse 14. Then the maid came out and informed them that he was alive and that nothing was wrong. So they blessed the Elohim of heaven and Raguel, or he, or they, rather, said, "Blessed are you, O Elohim, with every pure blessing. Let all your chosen ones," that's Israel, "bless you. And it says other ancient authorities lack this line. "Let them bless you forever. Blessed are you because you have made me glad. It is not turned out as I expected, but you have dealt with us according to your great mercy. Blessed are you because you had compassion on two only children, because the boy was the only child and the girl was an only child. Continuing on, be merciful to them, O Master, and keep them safe. Bring their lives to fulfillment in happiness and mercy." And then he ordered his servants to fill in the grave before daybreak. Wasn't going to need it. Here's the story of the wedding feast, verse 19 of chapter 8. After this, he asked his wife to bake many loaves of bread, and he went out to the herd and brought two steers and four rams and ordered them to be slaughtered. So they began to make preparations. Then he called for Tobias and swore an oath to him in these words. Tobias said to him, "You shall not leave here for 14 days, but shall stay here eating and drinking with me, and you shall cheer up my daughter who has been depressed." I guess he's going to cheer her up. He's married to her now. "Take at once half of what I own and return in safety to your father. The other half will be yours when my wife and I die. Take courage, my child. I am your father, and Edna is your mother, and we belong to you as well as to your wife," or sister. Okay, that's the Greek. That's how they termed, you know, they were of the same tribe. "Now and forever, take courage, my child." And that ends chapter 8. I was just going to stop at chapter 8. But chapter 9 is so short, it's just a dinky little thing. So I'm going to do chapter 9 as well. "Then Tobias called Raphael and said to him, 'Brother Azariah, take four servants and two camels with you and travel to Rages. Go to the home of Gabael. Give him the bond,'" that's the other half of the thing. They broke something in half and the edges would match. Get the money and then bring him with you to the wedding celebration. For you know that my father must be counting the days, and if I delay even one day, I will upset him very much. You are witness to the oath Raguel had sworn, and I cannot violate his oath. In other words, he was there for 14 days. So Raphael with the four servants and two camels went to Rages in Media and stayed with Gabael. Raphael gave him the bond and informed him that Tobit's son Tobiah had married and was inviting him to the wedding celebration. They partied hardy back then, not just one little party. They really, it was days and days. Big deal. So Gabael got up and counted out to him the money bags with their seals intact. Then they loaded them on the camels. In the morning, they both got up early and went to the wedding celebration. When they came into Raguel's house, they found Tobias reclining at table. He sprang up and greeted him, or Gabael, okay, Greek has him, who wept and blessed him with the words, "Good and noble, son of a father, good and noble, upright and generous. May Yahweh grant you," it has the Lord here in air, "may Yahweh grant you the blessing of heaven to you and your wife and to your wife's father and mother. Blessed be Elohim, for I see in Tobias the very image of my cousin Tobit." And that ends chapter 9. I am going to stop there for today. We're going to do more on Friday. I'll be home by then, but I'm probably, while I'm doing this, I'm going to record some more, because when I get home, I'm going to be unpacking and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I'm going to be away at the feast, and I am going to have an absolute wonderful time just because of the people that are going to be there. And as you're listening to this today, I'm there and praising Yahweh and eating food and, oh boy. But this is the last great day. This is a high Sabbath and a very special day. This is the 11th when this show is going to play. So the following day on the 12th, tomorrow, I will be on my way home. I'm going to try to get some wake-up calls done. If not, I can't leave till after sundown on the 11th, so the morning of the 12th I'll be coming home, and I won't have a chance to record anything, so I might stick in a couple of repeat wake-up calls, or if I have a chance this week to record some and Yahweh gives me the messages, I'll do that. But I'm having a ball reading this. This is also a really great read. I am enjoying it very, very much. As I do all the scriptures, I really love it. what can I say? But I'm going to sign out here. I'm getting close. I've got about 5 minutes. I'm going to play the outro music for Word for Word, and then a little ditty or two from my very nice country music collection. And that'll finish out the hour here. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and praise Yahweh in all things.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.